day, everyone, and welcome to the Keystone HDC podcast. My name is Jerry McPherson, and today we are going to continue looking at trends in the hospitality property industry. Some of these things you might already be doing, but if not, they're food for thought. Local wild game and seasonal dishes. Travelers want good meals, and in order to keep their guests in-house, hotel restaurants have to be competitive and look for new ways to impress their customers. Hotels from all over the world are integrating wild game from their regions or special locally grown vegetables or fruits into their menus to create new and unusual local dishes. Don't be surprised when looking at a menu if you see everything from alligator to yak on your favorite hospitality property's restaurant menu. More light. Now this might sound like a no-brainer, but as a large percentage of baby boomers are now getting older, there's going to be a need for better quality lighting. Unfortunately, I can relate to this necessity. Look for increased LEDs in both guest rooms and in public spaces. Overall, there needs to be more variable on how light is adjusted and controlled. Local signature aromas. Have you ever noticed that a particular scent can bring forth a rush of vivid memories? The smell of cookies baking might remind you of spending time at your grandmother's house when you were a child. Or a particular perfume might remind you of a past romantic partner. Why does smell seem to act as such a powerful memory trigger? Well, the olfactory nerve is located very close to the amygdala and to the hippocampus areas of the brain, and they are connected to the experience of emotion as well as emotional memory. Now that that's perfectly clear, it might make sense why many hotels are capitalizing on the strength of scent memory as a trigger for their guests. This can be done by partnering with a local scent company to choose a unique aroma that exemplifies the character of your hotel and its surroundings. Exercising while on the road. In the future, in-room workouts will rival current hotel fitness centers. In-room workout fitness programs will be made available for hotel guests by either providing new in-room fitness TV channels or fitness or yoga DVD programs. More properties will feature complimentary yoga mats in each room and bicycles for loan. Higher tech goes without saying, but I will anyway. The days where travelers traveled only with their book is a thing of the past. Now bringing our laptops, reading devices, smartphones, and tablets are a must, and the days searching for available plugins can no longer be the case. It doesn't matter how impressive your property is. If it's hard to charge your electrical devices, your property will feel outdated. It's a must that your guests have access to and are able to use their technology. The traditional minibar will be a thing of the past. Healthy and items to promote the local region will be a priority in minibars. Hospitality properties will showcase the local favorites, including specialties for the region, special food items, local treats, beers, wines, or spirits. They will also provide essential health treats, such as coconut water, protein bars, and vitamin drinks. There will also be pampering products like cucumber eye cream or homeopathic sprays, holistic products for the immune system, as well as locally made juices and teas. Well, that's it today for our look at new trends. If you have any interesting stories about new trends and would like to share, we would love to hear them. Or if you have any questions or feedback, you can leave them in the comments section of the show notes. A PDF of each episode can also be found in the show notes of our website at KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com and click blog, or go directly to KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com/blog. Let's continue to work together to put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day.